This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Tracy Bryant. Episode number 1715 is here. We're talking today about the art of sleeping.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it.
In his new book, The Art of Sleep, dietitian Rob Hobson sets out 7 simple steps that you can take to guarantee a great night's rest. With Dr. Shelby Harris, the ambassador for sleep at Rituals, as your personal coach, you will identify your sleep robbers, build better sleep habits, and find out just how much more refreshed you can feel each day. I have been teased about my sleeping schedule, but maintaining a consistent bedtime routine, even on weekends, has been crucial. I will occasionally wake during the night, which is a total bummer because trying to fall back asleep at early hours also causes anxiety over how little sleep you will have before having to wake up and perform daily tasks. In either situation, being awake and not being able to fall back asleep triggers anxiety that can lead to a lack of sleep. All these things may be contributing factors to your lack of sleep, yet many of us choose to snatch away our chances at getting a good night's sleep by doing nothing about them. Many factors can reduce your amount and quality of sleep, and oftentimes, we wonder what it is that we can do to help improve or improve sleep. Sleep is an area of health many of us feel like we know a lot about, but often underestimate. The precise amount of sleep that women or men need is unique or personal to them, and depends on a number of factors, which may include their age, health, physical activity, and mental activities. The minimum amount required for a good night's rest for most adults is usually considered to be 7 hours. If the sleeping environment is too warm or cold, this may make it harder for your body to reach the optimal temperature required for good sleep. When we think about how temperature affects our bodies, it is tempting to think that warmth helps us to fall asleep. While this might sound counterintuitive compared to what we have just discussed, a number of studies show that warming the body through bathing may aid in promoting sleep. But in order to take advantage of those effects, timing is crucial. Have a routine at bedtime that helps relax and ease tension in the body as you set yourself up for better sleep. It may seem odd getting up from your bed at night, but why waste 4 hours rolling around, when you can strategically take 1 hour using techniques that have worked for you, helping you fall back asleep? Especially during times of stress, it is possible that you may find yourself falling asleep in a bad way or wake up in the middle of the night. Working on your own custom sleep routine is a really helpful way of dealing with these issues, and will help you to achieve your dream-like sleep. What I can promise you is by discovering the key factors preventing you from getting good sleep, reverting back, and sticking with your established sleep ritual, you are going to be in a far better position to address the issues head-on, instead of just living with them and looking for short-term coping mechanisms. What I am hoping to accomplish with this book is to share helpful insights and structure relevant information in a way that helps you to apply the basics so that you create a consistency in how you approach sleep instead of panicking and counting sheep. From there, it is all about taking what is appropriate for you, whether it means decluttering your bedroom, investing in new bedding, taking a bath before you go to sleep, or investing in a supplement that helps you to sleep better. This small book explains the concept of sleep, why we need it, the consequences of not getting enough, and tips for addressing sleep deficiencies. Writer and insomniac Marina Benjamin gives us a fresh take on being up at night, while we hear from sleep doctor Guy Lichtenauer. I spoke to a lot of people who do not get enough sleep while writing this book, and a lot of people who avoid basic principles of sleep hygiene will either say that they tried everything, or they will tell you they only need 4 to 5 hours sleep per night, but I would argue otherwise. I also hope that I can relate to readers in being truly a person who has a first-hand experience with how it feels to only get 4 hours sleep each night, weighed down by thoughts repeating themselves on an endless loop. I realize these incidents will sometimes make his wife feel powerless, angry, disappointed, even disgusted. I may even be away from home when you needed me. You might find me on the sofa, dozing off while you retell the day's events or complain about friends. I wash my own sheets myself, twice a week, because I know that the day that I have freshly made the sheets, I am going to have a better night's sleep. The body recharges and gets work done during sleep, so you wake up feeling energy and alert, which allows for good moods and allows for you to get all those things that you love done. Once I changed my everyday sleep narratives and took action, I started sleeping a lot better. She did not eat or say a word, she just lay there in her bed, waking up all night like an owl, repeating a loop, crying, sleeping, crying, throughout the day. He ran out into the streets, caught a cab home, got into his bed, and burrowed under his blankets to cry, sleep, cry, repeat. With the 24/7, high-speed world in which we live, it seems people are getting much less sleep than is necessary for proper functioning, particularly adults, and statistics show the situation is getting worse. When someone is getting insufficient sleep, they may experience daytime sleepiness, a lack of alertness, a compromised memory, and an impaired quality of life. Getting an adequate amount of sleep every night rejuvenates the body, boosts immune system function, enhances cognitive abilities, and balances the metabolism.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Tracy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.